You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is the plague at all a threat in the modern day?
No.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire on 95BFM. Once again, if you have any thoughts on these pieces, text us on 5395 or give us a call on 309-3879. A recent study at the University of New Mexico has found that there could be a spoon's worth of microplastics in the human brain. The study found that the extent of the harm to human health is unclear, although an increased inflammation and risk of future adverse cardiovascular events is likely. I spoke to Dr. Joel Rindelaub, Senior Lecturer of Chemical Sciences at the University of Auckland, about the prevalence of microplastics in the human body and what its impacts might be. Can you tell us about the study on microplastics in brain tissue?
Basically, what they did is they went to the old tissue bank and picked up some organs, see if they could get some brains, and then they tested them looking for microplastics using a couple different techniques, and lo and behold, they found them. Microplastics are everywhere, even in our brain.
And how has the plastic managed to enter the brain, kidney, and liver?
That's a really good question. There are a lot of routes of exposure, and I guess we don't really know which one is the most dominant, because, of course, there can be microplastics in the food you eat, in the things you drink, but also in the air that you breathe. And that's kind of where a lot of research is going to, is how much plastic are you actually breathing every day, and then where does it go?
And how are we breathing it in? What's causing it to get into our airways?
So basically, plastics are everywhere. You've heard that term before. They're just going to be in the air. So for instance, in indoor environments, right, you might have a lot of plastic materials that you use, like carpeting, clothing. They all are going to have synthetic polymers. What they do is they break down and then they get into small enough pieces, these little tiny aerosol particles that you can actually breathe. So that would be indoor, outdoor. What can happen is that, especially in some of the research that we've been doing at the University of Auckland, looks at the plastics in the oceans. And then so when waves crash, they throw up the sea spray, the sea salt that you can smell every time that you go near a beach. And there's probably plastic in that as well. So basically, everywhere we look, there is some sort of evidence of humanity's synthetic existence, unfortunately.
And is this going to have an effect on humans' lifespan?
Now, that's another good question that we don't have enough data yet to answer. Because the big question, of course, is, yeah, okay, this plastic's everywhere, but is it bad for me? And the answer is, we don't really know, but a lot of the data that we do have suggests that there could be issues. So, for instance, what they found with exposure to microplastics, there's a lot of oxidative stress, which can lead to things like inflammation. So if you have microplastics in your brain and there's a lot of inflammation, that's not necessarily a good thing long term. So there are some hypotheses out there that say, could it lead to, if there are microplastics in your brain, lead to something like dementia? So that's something that this study was actually trying to get a little bit more information for. They couldn't exactly say that, you know, microplastics cause dementia. We don't have that kind of data set yet. This was still a small sample, kind of a preliminary study. But basically, when they tested the brains of dementia patients, they found a much higher concentration of microplastics by up to 26 times.
And how prevalent are the microplastics in the human body today?
Basically, everywhere we've looked, we have found microplastics. So they're in the lungs, we found them in the heart, found them in the brain. There's even microplastics probably in your butthole. And I mean that as in terms of human fecal matter. We've even found microplastics there.
And what do we know about the effects it's going to have?
Not entirely sure. These are difficult studies to kind of tease out to say for sure what can happen with exposure to microplastics, especially over long term. Because a lot of these effects might not come up until years later after chronic exposure. So that's why it makes things a little bit difficult. But as I mentioned, things like inflammation could lead to like worse disease burdens, can make your diseases worse. It could also lead to things like potentially different types of cancers. Again, very uncertain right now, so we don't know that for sure. But some of the things that researchers would be concerned about or would be looking for is especially with respect to like endocrine disrupting conditions. So that's basically like the hormone systems of your body, like reproductive organs, of course. But like the thyroid as well, things that are producing a lot of hormones could be disproportionately impacted just based on some of the chemicals that are in these different types of plastics.
And what do we not know about the effects? Is there anything we should be wary of in our day-to-day lives?
Well, day-to-day, you always want to reduce your risk whenever possible. So what I would suggest is to try avoid using plastic whenever you can. So like in the food storage, like try not to use plastic utensils, plastic containers, and like certainly don't put any like plastic containers in the microwave or heat them up anyway, because when you heat up plastic, that's when it actually leaches out more and more chemicals. So heating plastic, even though if somebody says it's microwave safe, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as microwave safe plastic, regardless of what it says. And of course, that would just be for like food intake, but also remember breathing in air could also be another exposure route. So making sure that you have a well-ventilated home, possibly even using like an air filter as well. Something that I use, I have that right next to my bed as I sleep, could help reduce your exposure to indoor air pollution.
And that was Dr. Joel Rindelaub, Senior Lecturer of Chemical Sciences at the University of Auckland, speaking to us about the effects of microplastics inside the human body.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.